I should be writing bite-sized podcasts for October 30th, 2022. Well, I should be writing. I'm Mer Lafferty, and I usually do a full-length I Should Be Writing podcast twice a week. But right now I'm doing a daily show to get myself in shape for NaNoWriMo and to get you guys excited about NaNoWriMo. That's NaNoWriMo.org in case you just found this podcast. We're trying to write 50,000 words in November. I have never succeeded on this, but I try every year because it's fun. I have managed to write several books and publish them, so I know I can write. I just would like to win NaNoWriMo. That's all I want to do, really. Is it too much to ask? But I want to talk about prep. I want to talk about taking care of yourself and getting ready for November, because you've got 2 days, depending on when you're listening to this, left to go. Now, I'm just going to say the first thing will be consumables, and that's a really big category. But I don't like if you are diabetic or on a specific diet, I don't want to suggest certain foods. But personally, I like the reward system of a treat for every 100 words. So, like, I prefer pretzel M&Ms. That's my weakness. Pretzel M&Ms, one M&M for every 100 words. And if I'm having a bad day, I line them up in front of me so I can see how far I have left to go. But think about that. I have a friend who was really into physical fitness and on a very strict diet, and he said he was following my advice by using grapes. So you can do that. Rewards at the end of the day, that might work. I've mentioned this before. I've signed up. Actually, I've ordered an advent calendar of fountain pen ink. And if I hit my word count, I'm opening this in November. If I hit my word count, I'm going to be opening a day and get the inks. I don't know if this is going to be the thing that actually propels me to finish NaNoWriMo. We'll see. I may also try to do some TikToks of opening the box, because that sounds like fun. Make sure you're stocked with tea or coffee. I think what I'm going to be doing is setting up my daily to-do list as making sure I have enough coffee made, making sure I have a SodaStream machine because I like seltzer and wanted to stop buying it, so need to make sure I charge a couple of seltzer bottles in the morning so I don't have to worry about making it throughout the day. You can set up your tea, you can set up your coffee. If you drink any sort of bottled drinks, you can set those up, get those ready. Again, I don't want to encourage anybody whose health or habits make alcohol a no-no, but if you do like something comforting, like a glass of wine or hot chocolate or tea at night, use that as your reward system. You can also use things like content, television, YouTube, computer games, something that lets your mind just relax. I'm going to recommend, I know we're all already dealing with how in the world am I going to have the time to do all this writing. And for me, I'm wondering how the hell I'm going to have the time to do all this writing and recording. But the deal is that if you don't take care of yourself, the writing is going to stop eventually. So I want to remind you to try to schedule in walks or outside time or something physical, something to move your body. It is always so hard for creative people to say taking the time for this self-care is important to my creative life. Because you think if I get up from the desk and stop writing and go take a walk, I am hurting my writing output. But that is not true. You're giving your brain a break, you're getting fresh air, you're getting sunlight. And all of that is good for you. So try to remember to take care of yourself. Going back to the reward thing, think of something that you really want. If there's, it can either be a big ticket item if you've got the disposable income. My friend Alistair and I talk a lot about Lego sets. I've kind of hit my limit on Lego sets because my favorite Lego sets are Star Wars vehicles. And, you know, I've got 2 Millennium Falcons, 2 Poe Dameron's X-Wing, 1 TIE Fighter. I've got several Star Wars Lego sets, so I think I'm good. But I'm thinking of a really nice fountain pen as a reward if I finish NaNoWriMo. Because I got all this ink. I'm going to need another pen to put it in. And, you know, if finances don't call for it, there are little things that you can get that are decadent. Just look for things that you like that you don't always indulge in. Whether it's a nice piece of chocolate or a fancy coffee drink or something. Something that you don't usually have that won't completely strap you if things are tight. Or the holidays are coming. Give yourself permission to go to a show or a light display or something. Something to look forward to at the end of the month. That's really what we're looking for here. If you can make it something expensive, great. If you can make it something special, even better. I mean, I'll be honest. In November, I have I've got an intensive game design class that is, it's only one day a week for 3 or 4 weeks. So it's just like 2 hours on Monday nights. And while that's not going to take up a ton of my time, I don't know what the work outside of class is going to be. And I've got a book to edit. And I've got my usual podcast requirements, in addition to a daily show. So, like, all of my work is increasing for November. Will I actually make any of these goals? I don't know. But it's fun to try these things. I think I have that problem of do as I say, not as I do thing, where I'm telling people to see what you can cut out of your month while I'm adding a bunch of crap. Oh boy. But I am focusing better these days. So I at least have that, I can say, going for me. I'm focusing better. I'm getting more done. So maybe I can do it. Who knows? But remember, if you would like to participate in these continuing daily podcasts, check out patreon.com/mightymer. You can support at the $1 level for the next 2 days, and then it goes up to $3 in November. And if you're new to this show, my name is Mer Lafferty. I'm a podcaster of 18 years. I've been working on traditionally published books for 11 years, and I'm still going on both of them, so I can say at least I've got that going for me. But you can find out more about me and my books, including the book that just came out called Station Eternity, at merverse.com. I'm working on the edits to Chaos Terminal, which is book 2 in the Midsolar Murders, and in addition to every other thing I said I was working on. Oh god, what have I done? So, I will see you guys tomorrow on Halloween. I'll have a small Daily Show episode, and I'll be doing Ditch Diggers at 4:30 p.m. with Cameron Hurley on Twitch live, twitch.tv/mightymer. And then November's here. Terrifying, isn't it? I'll see you tomorrow. You should be writing.